It's 8 o'clock on the dot here in Central Time and 9 p.m. in Eastern, as you know, and we're going to go ahead and get started on time as usual. But my name is Samantha Colvin. I'm the sales director for Gemini. And tonight you're in for a special treat because we have the co-host of Member Tech. I'm just going to give you guys a quick rundown because he has a very impressive background. So following his successful 10-year active duty and attaining the rank of Navy captain, John started his sales and technology career in 1993. Over the next 25 years, John has started multiple companies from technology and sales that have grown from zero to 10 million in sales while holding various positions up high in the VP ranks. So he also has spent 20 years in this industry building and sponsoring over 100 business partners and personally acquiring over 500 customers. So he now is a founder and CEO of Member Tech, which is the app company we use. And it is just a pleasure to bring him here tonight to share his expertise on not only the network marketing realm, but how to use your GoRecruit app to really leverage your Gemini business. So without further ado, I'd love to pass the mic over to John, our co-host for tonight.
Well, thank you, Samantha. That was wonderful. And thank you for reading that. You didn't have to, but thank you very much. And it's always nice to hear. But I think the most important thing I wanted anybody to hear, I guess, today about my background was that I've been in those rooms. I've been in the living room. I've been in the meetings in the hotels. We didn't have COVID and we didn't always have as much technology. We had technology, but not as much as today. But the app was built and started to be built back in 2011. That was the idea. And we took inspiration from not just my experiences in the field, but the many wonderful leaders I had worked with over a career, some great people that really have built huge businesses. And we learned what works, what doesn't work. And so when we built this app, it wasn't just a piece of technology. We envisioned it to be used to help your average everyday person who doesn't have a ton of advantages from a previous group or a ton of skill sets, let's say, in gifts of gab. We wanted a tool that helps everybody increase their income no matter what. We were shooting for at least $400 to $500 a month more than you were making before you used the app. That was the goal. So when you wonder what the goal of the app was, then that's what it was. And now you guys have a sampling version within the app, which is amazing. It's one of our best technologies. And I think since I only have about, let's say, 20, 25 minutes to really talk to you guys, and I wanted to make the most of this evening, I wanted to give you something that you could take away and say, you know what? I can build my business that way. I can increase my revenue. I can help my team that way, the way I always wanted to help my team in the field. So that's what I want to give you. So, I mean, I can go through the app and you know, go through the mechanics of sharing, but there's training videos on how to do that. I guess what I wanted to make sure I got out, Samantha, and let's talk a little bit because we're co-hosting. What I wanted to do is make sure I talk to people about the strategy behind the app and how you can use it to sample and talk about ROI and how that builds your business, not just the tool. So I didn't know if you want me to start off with the app.
Sure. You could start off. You're the expert here tonight, John. So you're the leader of the conversation.
Okay. So what we're going to do is let's talk a little bit about the business. Let's talk about if I'm sitting right in front of you and we're sitting around the room and we're going to say, I really need to know a system. I need to know how to build my business. Well, I'm going to talk about sampling as a system. The tool, the app, is an implementation device of that system. So let's talk about the system and why does it make sense? Why does it make sense to offer a free sample to somebody and have them take it and send it to them and wonder if I'm going to get business? So let's talk about that. So let's talk about a lot of stats because we have out of our system right now, close to industry-wide, we probably have close to 12,000 samples per day going out of our system. So we have numbers, we have stats. We have stats on $6 samples, $8 samples, you know, $5 samples, $3 samples. We've got stats across any number of things. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about recruiting because the bottom line is we want you to recruit with sampling. And let's talk about single-minded focus. So when you offer a sample to somebody, the stats are as follows. When you ask 10 people in the world, in the United States right now, let's focus on the US right now, are they interested in a product a friend of theirs might have to help their health? Believe it or not, out of 10 people, 4 to 6 out of 10 are saying, yes, I'm interested. If you ask the same 10 people at that instant in time, it's always an instant in time. And that's why timing is so important. And you have to stay in the game and stay with your pattern and your systems. If you ask the same 10 people, how many of you are interested being in the business of network marketing that we're in? The answer is from 0.5 to 1 out of 10. So let's use 1 for a minute and let's use 4 to 6 on the other one. So that means that statistically, if you're approaching people, you're going to have a much higher percentage in reciprocating. I'd like to hear about that if you're approaching about the product. That's where sampling comes in. Sampling is just another form of piquing interest about the product you have. So here's the other stat. If you send 10 samples out of your system, and that's going to cost you $80, let's say, let's use that product right now. And I worked with Samantha. She was incredibly knowledgeable and accurate about commissions and everything. But let's talk here. So if you send out 10 samples and it costs you $80, what's my ROI? Why am I doing this? What can I expect from here? Well, first of all, the stats we have is that you should be able to convert 3 out of 10 for sure to becoming a monthly purchaser of that product that you are sampling. So in your case, you sample an $8 sample, you've got your day night, you sell that product on, let's say it's on auto ship wholesale, $99, okay? You're gonna make $20 on that sale each month, okay? So if you did 3 of them, okay, and you got 3, you can get more. You're allowed to get more. And some people get 5 out of 10 out of their first 10 or 15 or 20 people, and that works great. But if you just get 3, you've got $60 coming back to you. You spend 80. Here's the other stat. 1.2 of those 3, after about 60 days of properly being handled, become a business partner for you. Okay, again, now you're going to make, on the minimum side, let's say you're just normal cruising along, you're going to make another $50. So out of that group, okay, we had initially received 20 each for 3, that's 60. One of them's going to upgrade to the rep. That's another 50. You're at what? $110. And then one of them's going to auto ship for sure out of those other 2 a second month. So there's another 20. So now you're at $130. So you have an $80 investment and now you have $130 return on the investment and you have a base to work from. You have 1 rep, 2 customers in your business right now. That's out of 10. So you're up. You go do another 8 or another 10 that month and you get the same, you're there. Now, all of a sudden you've gotten, 5, 6 customers, you've got 2 reps, but what else do you have? If your new business partner does the same thing that was done to them that you did, not only do they have 3 customers, they have a rep, they're now 1 deep as well. What does your business look like? And a lot of people get caught up in this industry about the rowdiness, the sexiness, these amazing stories. People went from here to here inside 10 days and they hit all that. And is it possible? It sure is. Have I said a few things that I didn't think I could do at times? Sure. And there's other times I didn't do well. So the point is, what always wins in network marketing? Systems, execution, and steadiness, and belief that what you're doing over time is going to pay those dividends. And we live in such an 8-second instant gratification society. It's hard for people to know that. So I really want to talk deep about this process of sampling and why it's working so well in the U.S. And let me talk a little bit about why it's working so much in the U.S. and maybe not so much, let's say, in South America, Central America, Mexico, why it's not working so much in Asia, starting to work a little in Europe. Why is that? It's because we have the most mature network marketing market in the worldwide industry today. Most of the people you talk to have not only joined an MLM many times, but they've already failed at one. And they failed because there was no system or they failed to execute the system. But most of the time, there was no system, there was no tool. The reason sampling works is because most of these people in the US have heard the dream. Okay, they've heard the promises of the dream, and unfortunately, that dream was not fulfilled. So they don't believe that as much. The second thing that's going on is a lot of people heard the dream, weren't interested, but were talked into being into that business partner spot when they should have been a customer. okay? That destroys your warm market, destroys your future opportunity. So you have to have some patience. You have to have some systematic execution to this in the US to build a nice solid business over time. And that's what I learned from my own experiences, but it's what we're seeing by all the data. And I mean an enormous amount of data. The Direct Selling Association, which is the governing body, if you will, released a study a year and a half ago. They took 10 years of data. That's an awful lot of data. Nutritional health companies. Okay. And they came out with some amazing stats. And what they found is this, and I call it the bucket theory. And you really want to hear this about the bucket, because we get so caught up in that we're excited about the business opportunity as well. We should be, but we get so caught up. We think that other people should be as excited as we are. And that has to do with timing and not us. The minute we get into the convincing, cajoling, pushing, prodding, and that kind of business to do something they may be reluctant to do. And you know why this is. You've seen it. If you've been in this industry long enough, you know how timing plays a part. You've approached some people about the business and you couldn't keep them from pulling out their checkbook. They were so ready. Was that you or was that timing? I'll tell you, it was never me. It was always timing. The timing was right. Because on the same time, we got those people that need this business, should have this business, know a ton of people that could be in this business. We know those people and they don't do it. Well, that's timing not working for us. So let me tell you why timing's so important. And let me tell you what the typical cycle is of network marketing is that, first of all, what the study showed is that the lifetime income and value of a person who should have been a business rep and became a business rep was like $2,800. It was a big number. It was a good number. It was a solid number. Okay. Then they had the people, what was the lifetime value of a customer who should have been a customer? It was like $980. What was the value, lifetime value of a person who should have been a customer, but you talked them into signing up as a rep and they got a kit? It was $640. It was less than if they just stayed as a customer. No, you got paid right off the bat, but most likely what we've seen in this industry, when you don't execute a system and you work off of just pure energy only, is we find people get in the wrong bucket. And when they get in the wrong bucket, not only do they fail, but you lose a friend, you lose an acquaintance, you lose a warm market you could have been in if they stayed a customer. You lost a potential down the road rep, okay? That's lost forever. So what sampling does for you is it keeps you focused on what always works. It always works because people are always in need of feeling better, being in better health, and maybe they need to earn some extra money. And even if they need to earn some extra money right now, they still have to be in the right mindset to receive that opportunity, execute, and be in the right mindset. So what our job as network marketers is to find the timing. It is to execute this process of offering a sample. And by the way, we're going to talk about offering in a minute, but it's our job to offer that sample, have someone whose timing is right say, yes, I want one of those free samples. It's free. Make them take it. Make them ask for it, because it sets the stage for the proper follow-up system that you have and gets them in the proper thing to where they almost feel obligated. You guys have a great product. When you have a great product, lean on that product. Bet on that product, depend on that product, okay? And get that sample out there, get there, follow the follow-up system that's in the app. And if you haven't done it, please go through and look at it all and study it, watch the videos, but then ask for the sale. What we don't know is so many of you guys know that when you've asked for a discount or you've asked for a refund or you've asked for something or a deal, it's amazing how many times when you've asked for it, you'll get it. Most of the time, it's more often than not that another company or another person on the other end of that line will give you that deal, will give you waive that late fee, maybe, whatever it is you're asking for. So what's the key? Asking. You have got to get great and comfortable with a no, but with asking more than anything. You'll never get comfortable with a no. Who does? Nobody wants to hear a no. I never like to hear a no, but I heard about 1,500 no's in order to get 500 customers. It works. So you have to ask. And what I'm asking you to do is when you get into that step, get them on the phone and look at the scripts and say, you know what? I can get you the best possible price We have it for only $99. I know you're thinking that's a lot, but I know you probably dropped $71 at Outback putting on too much weight yesterday or whatever, you know, whatever your comfortableness is on saying people, because people do waste a lot of money on stuff that are no value and benefit to them in any way. So what happens here is now you have this amazingly valuable product that amazingly helps their health. And for a one-time try of $99, you get them to try it. And you say, and I'm going to follow up with you because I've got this great app here. I'm going to put a reminder 15 days, 16 days here, and I'm going to call you back. And I'm going to make sure you're darn happy with this product. If you are, you can stay on it because you're probably going to be feeling it big time by then. And if you're not happy with it, I'm going to make sure you never get it again, or it's my problem. See, that's customer acquisition. That's in the grassroots work that you've got to do. But I will tell you that customer acquisition becomes the pipeline to amazing growth, because what you saw, and let me tell you this stat from DSA, is that they found that 68%, that's a little over two thirds, of all of the best performing reps, not your superstars, okay, but as an aggregate, the ones that were the blocking and tackling, building those $5,000 a month businesses, $8,000 a month businesses, $12,000 a month. I'm not talking about revenue, I'm talking about volume. You know, those people that are there for you all the time, they build nice businesses, they're taking home checks, maybe $1,000 a month, $2,000, $3,000 a month, $1,500 a month. Those are the people that never quit and stay. Did you know that 68% of those people in this 10-year study were customers for over 60 days or more first before they became a rep? So if there's nothing that I've talked to you about that isn't important, it's the importance about of getting people in the right bucket, leading with the product. You can always convert them to a rep later. That's always there. But when you go after them as a rep and they have a bad taste in their mouth from a previous experience, and then you try to fall back to a customer, nine times out of 10, it doesn't work. And if it is working for you, it's because you have a gift. You have a gift of gab that is not duplicatable within your downline. And that's the key to our business. Don't do things that most people can't do. It's timing, duplication. Timing, duplication. That's the business. Sampling offers you the best opportunity to identify timing with a duplicatable system that produces results day in, day out, no matter how much skill you have, no matter how little skill, how much skill, at a price point that the investment is not significant. That's why sampling works. Everybody goes, why am I sending off these free samples? Because it's a system. And if I'm getting across to you, what we're trying to tell you is that the stats across the board support the system of sampling, of identifying timing, putting people in the right bucket, the right bucket. So you want to qualify for your bonus. And you've got this qualification where you can get three of these or this or that. And I worked with Samantha. And if you can get five customers on $99 auto ship, okay, in a month, you're going to get the bonus, even if you don't get any reps. I think I'm right. And if I'm wrong, I will apologize. It's not Samantha's fault. But what I'm trying to get you is that realize there's more ways to get to the volume than talking three of your friends who might not be ready to be in the business into the business so you can get a bonus, get all your money back. I will tell you that you'd be better off going into a customer acquisition frenzy spree and let the chips fall where they may, because the stats are telling me you get three customers, you're going to get 1.2 reps. You get six customers, you're going to have 2.4 reps. You go get nine customers, you're going to have 3.6 reps. You're going to hit the bonuses. Just get busy, get the samples out, but you've got to follow up. The system is set up for it to help remind you, you got to do the work, you got to stick with the system, and you got to be willing to ask people to become a customer and realize that for them, you're going to get them the best price. It's a one-time try. If they don't like it, you make sure they know you've got their back. More often than not, though, they're going to be fine with it for at least 2 months. Once we get to the magical 2 months, now we have that opportunity for conversion to rep, much more so than if you went in the wrong way. And so what I'm trying to tell you more than anything is your skill set doesn't have to be amazing. You know, your wallet doesn't have to be that deep. You have to love your product, love your company, love the opportunity. But more than anything, you got to love what this product can do for you. And you got to be good at just telling your testimony and saying, you'll only know this if you could go ahead and try a month's supply. And if it works for you, great. And if it doesn't, I'm going to make sure in 16 days that we get you off that autoship and you'll never get it again. But at least we'll know. And so we're not talking about an enormous amount of money. It's an amount of money to change your life physically. And why don't we take that $99 chance? I'm not talking about $9,000, $19,000. I'm not even talking about $200. I'm talking about $99. And please give it a try for me. And if it works for you, great. And if it doesn't work for you, you're not going to hear about it again from me. If you give those kind of assurances to your friends, you're logical. The sampling is just setting you up to have that discussion easier than if you had no system and just you had to make something up out of nothing. And you had to just tell them how excited you are and they should try something instead of going through this beautiful looking sample, arriving in the mail with nice videos and with a follow-up system that makes them feel like this is a very important event that could change my life with my health. That's what you're striving for. If you leave it on the table and you don't get in there and you're not with it, then you're going to have the same problem and you're not going to have conversion. But be in it and know that most of these people, they will do what was done to them. So if you're successful getting a customer, what's going to happen within 30 days when they reorder and they're happy? One of two things. They're going to start thinking about becoming a partner because they love the results and they saw how easy it was for you, their friend, to execute. But even better, think about this. If they're getting healthy and they're happy, even if they don't want to do the business, the reason I had 500 customers is because I asked for referrals. I did not do that in my warm market. And let me tell you why that's important. Most of us realistically have a max influence level, and I mean really max, of 25 people. Okay, if one out of 10 people are interested in the business, that means you got less than three people that you have influence over that may come into your business or interested at any one time. Now that's today, that's not tomorrow, that's not next week, but you have to be patient for that. But wouldn't it be nice to know that out of those 25 people, you've really got 14 people that are interested in your business, in your product? Wouldn't you want to play there? Go get 10 customers, which is a pipeline for 3 reps minimum. It's also a pipeline for referrals. Okay. So when we talk about the app and we talk about sampling, I'm not trying to give a whiz bang gizmo in a phone that magically does something. No, it's something to help you, especially when most of us are part-time. I was always part-time in the business, working my butt off at nights and weekends, like you guys do. The point is it's just a tool to implement a system. It's not going to be magical unless you work with it and ask for that sale, ask for that try and get that. You're going to get some no's, but the beauty I had is that my why and my need for extra income at the time when I first started network marketing was much stronger than my fear of a no. It just was. Back then, they made you buy $5,000 worth of inventory. Talk about a fear to get it moving. Yeah, 5,000 bucks sitting in your garage. We don't do that now. You have such a better opportunity than having to do that. So figure it out for yourself. Don't worry about making a list on paper. Make the first 5 in your head and then go find the other 5 on the paper. But make it a list to go through and try to get out no less than 5 and ideally 10 samples every month as a system, as a methodical system to execute in a customer acquisition strategy, which will evolve into a very seamless rep building strategy. And then watch these people do to their warm market what you did to them properly. And you will finally say, now that's what I've been waiting for. That's what I've been looking for in this industry for 10, 15, 3 years, whatever it is. Because when I finally figured it out, and it took me a while, it took me from no genius from 1993 for my first dabble in this industry to finally in 2006, I had cracked the code and I had 23 people auto shipping for $125. That was nice. And that was sweet. And I was making maybe $500 a month customer, but really the key was my team, my entire downline with the same focus of me averaged almost 11 auto ship customers, basically $1,400 of customer volume per rep. So how many reps do I need to get where I need to go with that? Not many. So I remember at one point taking a look and I had 180 reps in my whole group. nothing like any of you superstars that are on there on the phone here, and nothing like Jay or any of these other people who have done these huge tens of thousands of people. But can you imagine making $2,500, $3,000 a month steady because of your stable customer volume? Nobody's upset at anybody. Everybody's excited. New reps coming on board because they're excited about the product. They're doing the same thing. And what did we do? We used to give out little samples of our product and get customers. So I just wanted to bring that up, that that's a focus. That's a focus of why sampling makes sense. The app is just a tool to offer, but I do want you to get in a habit of not sending, of always offering the sample to them, make them fill out their information, put it in the system, get the alert, then go to that alert, hit the send sample, make sure everything looks good for the sample, send it out. But more than anything, be ready for those alerts to come through. Be excited about the alerts to follow up by text, and then be ready to ask at the right time, because timing is important. It's the timing for you to ask for that sale. Please don't expect anybody to roll over and call you up and order that product. The chances of that are extremely slim. I want to be straightforward with you. You want to be ready, have your mindset ready, maybe have a little twist of what you think that friend of yours actually responds to, but don't pander. Don't be, you know, too gamey. Just go up and be real honest. This has worked tremendous for me. You're a good friend of mine. I care about you. It's not a lot. I'm not asking you to put a lot of money up. I'm not trying to get you into my business or anything. I want you to be happy and healthy. Would you please try the product for just 1 month? And I have your back. I'll get you the best price. We'll put you on it in 16 days. We'll make sure you're happy. If you are, great. We'll leave it there. And if you're not, I will make sure you never get it again, or it's on me. And I'm going to tell you, when you use that sincerity with your people, they feel it. They'll see it. And I will tell you, at least 3 times out of 10, you will get a new customer. And that's what we're talking about. And the rest will fall in place. So with that, I wanted to really plead with you to look at the system, look at the stats, understand why sampling is so important, why the ROI is there for you, even at $8 a sample, okay? That ROI is there for you with how much they pay. They pay a good 20% out. That's strong. I got companies paying out 12%, 15%. 20 is where it needs to be, and I admire and applaud Gemini and the team with Jay and everybody that they're paying out properly for the work you'll do. You will be rewarded if you execute. And so with that, Samantha, can I turn it over to you? Maybe we have a couple of questions, maybe.
Of course. First of all, thank you so much, John. It's just such a privilege to have your industry expertise. And I really strongly feel like having those statistics presented and understanding the benefit and of putting forth that 5-10 samples a month, because it is going to have a return on your investment. And I love what you said about the duplication and the system, because we always talk about duplication, but this is the system, you guys. And as you bring on new team members, we're going to implement different features where they'll be notified to start sending samples right away. So there's so many tools that are here to help you really grow your business. And starting with sampling, I'm just so thrilled to have this new feature added to the app, because we give you guys the follow-up. We give you guys the ease of sending a sample with one click. And I love the fact that you can also share the offer sample, have a prospect fill out all of their information, including their address, and you could literally send samples with the click of a button. So I just want to challenge everybody tonight to really take this seriously about the 5-10 samples per month. And we could pretend this is a fresh month. We're starting right now. So tonight, when you guys get off this call, go get those credits, start thinking about your 5-10 people and get those samples sent out, and you will start to see a return on your investment for sure. Is there any questions that anybody wants to throw in this chat quickly? But you really covered such a vast majority of information and explained it very well. I know Jay, you're driving, but I didn't know if you wanted to say anything.
Yeah. Jay.
You know what I do, John? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
okay.
We can.
John, you know what? You hit the nail on the head, because here's the crazy thing. I got into network marketing, did very well, went out of business. I said I'll never do another company because they had a product to help my joint pain.
Yeah.
And I did not have any interest in becoming an associate. Yeah. I just wanted to be a customer. I was a customer for a few weeks. I'm sorry, for a few months. And the guy who brought me in said, "Hey, how do you feel?" I said, "I feel pretty good." He said, "Do you feel guilty?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
He said, "The fact that you have something that will make you stop hurting and you don't want to tell anybody about it. What is it?"
That's a good line. I need to keep
and
that.
And I was like, oh, wow, man, I was like hook, line, and sinker. I bit the hook. I swallowed it, and he's pulling it out of my lungs. And I'm like, you know what? Great point. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna share this with a few people, but I got no interest in doing the business. I shared it with a few people, told them exactly how they were going to feel, had no interest in getting them in the business because I had no interest in being in the business.
Yeah,
I told them I just wanted to help people. I told them what it was going to do. And you know what? They said, "Hey, I want to do this." And after sharing a few bottles of this juice, I shared it with three people. Four people got in the business. And I was like, what am I, stupid? I'm not going to miss this. So I realized I had something that was big. And, you know, the big thing is, John, you are so right. Share the product. Tell them what it's going to do. Ask for the order.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't need to be an associate, but I can tell you one thing. Here's what we've got. Amazing products. The products are life-changing. Tell them exactly how they're going to feel, exactly what they're going to do. Ask for the order. Let them be a customer. And believe me, when they realize what the products are going to do for not only them, but for everybody they know, believe me, a lot of them are going to be associates. They're going to want to join you. If they don't, you know, John, you had 500 customers.
Yeah.
That's a pretty massive organization. That's a pretty massive business.
Yeah, well, that was over four companies, but yes.
But anyway, when you look at, that's a lot of customers that are going to pay you forever. But think about this. How many lives have you changed with the product that's life-changing? So, you know, y'all, listen to what John said. If you want to change somebody's health, if you want to change somebody's wealth, get them the product, ask for the order, and I'm telling you, the product will do the work. You just need to follow up, ask for the order, and you know what? Let's change a bunch of lives and change it together. Anyway, but John, I'm so excited that you came on. I've been working with you for a long time, and I'm telling you, every time I learn something new every time we talk. So anyway, I'm so glad you came back on, and I'm going to turn it back over to y'all.
Thank you so much. And John, it's always a pleasure. We're going to definitely call on you to come back and do another co-host session again soon, but we appreciate your time tonight. I hope you guys took something very fantastic away from this meeting tonight. The replay will be available tomorrow across all platforms. So I look forward to seeing all those samples come through and changing so many lives for this next week. But thank you all as usual, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Thanks, John. Thank you. Good night, everybody.